What is at stake in controlling the mind? We must clearly understand what is at stake in controlling the mind. Insanity is the worst thing that can happen to an individual as a result of non-control of the mind. Collectively, non-control of mind may lead to the downfall of an entire civilization. However, prosperous or stable it may appear to be, there are many other lesser misfortunes that directly or indirectly issue from non-control of mind. Non-control of mind effectively obstructs integration of personality. A person of uncontrolled mind will always have a tendency to abnormal developments or to mental disintegration through internal conflict. Even under the most favorable circumstances, he will not realize his potential or fulfill expectations. One who has no control over his mind cannot have peace of mind. One who has no peace of mind, how can he have happiness? A victim of passions, emotions, intentions. He may develop obstinate mental maladies or turn into a criminal. If he is the head of a household, indiscipline, disorder, delinquency, and wretched human relationships leading to family misfortunes are likely to prevail. In an Indian saying, it is said that a man may have received the grace of God, of the teacher, and of the holy men. But if he does not have the grace of his own mind, he will go to the rack and ruin. Having the grace of one's own mind means having control of it. On the positive side, at its highest, through control of mind, one can attain spiritual illumination. Short of that, there are many other blessings of life attainable through control of mind. A controlled mind can easily be concentrated. Through concentration of mind, one gains knowledge. And knowledge is power. One of the spontaneous results of control of mind is integration of personality. Such a person succeeds even in adverse circumstances. A controlled state of mind leads to calmness, and calmness leads to peace of mind. Peace of mind leads to happiness. A happy person makes others happy. The quality of his work improves steadily, and he often attains enduring prosperity as a matter of course. It is not that such a person has not to face the trials and tribulations of life, but he never lacks the courage and strength to face them. At home, where he is the head, there are greater chances of order, discipline, joy, culture, and excellent human relations. Society looks upon such a person as an exemplar of good life. A person of controlled mind will be free from mental maladies and physical troubles caused by mental tension. In a person who has controlled his mind, his higher nature asserts itself, and his hidden powers are released. Friends wonder how this person could become, before their eyes, so great. A popular Sanskrit saying says that, who conquers the world? He alone who conquers the world. He alone who conquers his mind. Progress, prosperity, or peace. Nothing of an enduring nature can be achieved in any field without control of mind. people without self-control will not retain even the prosperity that they have. Such are the stakes in control of the mind. To develop a strong will to control the mind, we must teach our own mind that without it, we are nowhere. We must impress upon ourselves the fact that the character of our entire nature depends on whether or not we control our minds. After fulfilling man's basic physical needs, other things also may be important, but for the attainment of the highest objective of life, spiritual illumination, nothing in life is more important than controlling the mind. Once we really understand and believe this, our will to control the mind will become strong as we need to have it. Thank you.